Self-driving cars are being tested in California and Texas, but one state lawmaker wants to see them on Tennessee roads as soon as possible. The technology that lets cars drive themselves is already out there in the form of lane keeping and automatic parking features. Companies like Google and Uber are interested in taking the idea much further, all the way out to cars that require no driver at all. Sounds good to Clarksville Senator Mark Green.
I mean, right now these vehicles can link up, drive 100 miles an hour, bumper to bumper, park themselves. I mean, the technology is phenomenal, and at least right now, the safety performance of the autonomous vehicles is better than human performance.
In part, Green says, because human drivers are spending a lot of time on their mobile devices. You might have noticed that Green himself was speaking on a cell phone, but don't worry, he wasn't driving at the time. Green believes Tennessee could become a research and development hub for self-driving cars. The state is already a center for auto manufacturing and logistics companies, and Green notes that Google is opening a massive new data center in Clarksville. But to make a hub happen, state law would have to change. Green says the biggest questions aren't about safety, they're moral.
Kind of got to agree on, you know, what are the choices that we allow the software to make.
In an emergency, does the car veer to avoid a collision, even if it means going off a cliff? Or does it plow into another vehicle, even if that endangers others? And when would the state require a human driver take command of the wheel? For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.